DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We're always in a bit of a, what do you call it? Drought, I suppose, here, Tobes. Right around this time of year, hockey's done. It's the occasional free agency bit. We're sort of counting down the days until NFL training camps kind of get underway. All-star break is coming up. It's a slower time in sport, yes?
Definitely.
Let me throw a plug in there, see if anybody's interested. Let me bait the hook. I don't know what that sound. That's not how you throw up.
Is it an electric reel?
It's an electric reel, I suppose. I don't know, baiting the hook and throwing out in the water. What if I get you a little Team USA Gold Cup tomorrow? What if I get you a little CONCACAF situation? What about if I tell you Team USA, not the A squad, mind you, this is your B team, so there's no Christian Pulisic, no Tim Weah, no Bolagun, no a couple other stars, but it's guys that are going to be on the World Cup roster. Some of them are going to play for this group. Take on Guatemala tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Can I interest you in a little of that?
I watched the previous match where they barely won in penalties, which, by the way, I don't know how they didn't lose. Costa Rica hit one off the post.
Off the iron, yeah.
Oh, I don't know how they ended up winning that game. They should have won that game handily. They have not played their best recently, but credit to them. They made it through to the semis. Yeah, I'll probably watch.
Now, it's going to be during the Nats game in theory, but I'll probably have it on in the old press box, you and I hanging out tomorrow, potentially. That might be my plan. But I just, when you put USA on it, I know, and I'm not an MLS watcher. I've been very upfront about that. I don't care about the MLS. They had a chance to win my business. They failed at that. Haven't been interested since. There's a lot of things like that where I can't get motivated. I don't watch the XFL or UFL or TFL or any of the L's. I don't watch the WNBA. There's a lot of stuff I've just never been interested in.
Sure.
And MLS had an opening, and what they said was, now, what we're going to do is take aging stars from that people have heard of and put them on rosters. It didn't work when we did it with Pele. It didn't work when we did it with David Beckham or Thierry Henry, but it's going to work now. Missed it. It was more important. Now you got me started on something. It was more important for DC United to not play Freddie Adu, the guy that everybody tuned in to watch.
Yes.
Than it was to play Marco Echeverria, who had a great career with DC United by all accounts. I don't care. Everybody tuned in to watch a nationally televised game for this 15-year-old phenom for Potomac, and he didn't play until like 10 minutes left. Wrong. You screwed it up. You lost your chance with me forever. Anyway, but Team USA Soccer, I care. I'm in. You're hosting the World Cup. It's coming. I want the boys to be ready. I don't know if they will be. I haven't loved what I've seen in the Gold Cup.
No, not so much.
But they're in the semis. They rolled their way to the semis. They got Quintana and O'Brien coming up. It's Lebowski, if you know you're Lebowski. I want to do two things with you. Do you want to do James Wood first, or do you want to do baseball in general first?
Let's start with baseball in general.
Baseball in general is doing well. The numbers are anecdotal here and there, but you've seen ratings up. Sunday night baseball ratings are up 11% season over season. Attendance figures, not necessarily in every ballpark, but many of them are up. Local TV ratings in a lot of places where you have access to them are up. Buzz, social media, coverage, things that you can just feel if you're a consumer, like I would say you and I are, Topes, where you don't have to fight and pry and look unearth. Under certain rocks and things to figure out who won the game, to figure out who did what. You just see these things shared, whether it's pitching ninjas, best sweepers of the day, or this MLB highlight, or whatever. It's no longer that fight where it's not that long ago where you couldn't find good highlights on YouTube because MLB was like, no, take them down. Okay. Good call, Major League Baseball. Way to go. You're doing great. It's a different world. Baseball is as healthy as it has been in some time. I ask you, and if you're in your car, you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, you're more than welcome to do so. Why? If we all agree that baseball's doing better, or doing well even, it's not football, nothing is, put that in its own separate category. It's not the NBA. Despite the NBA's setbacks here and there, some of the ratings numbers haven't been as good, but you're still talking about the third biggest thing, probably. You know, the college football championships or the Final Four, you think of the Natty Championship game. But in general, the NBA, pretty solid at this point. Good footing with some more parity than they've had in a long time. Baseball's not there, but it's better than it was. You look back a handful of years ago, you're going, oh my God, that was gross. Why is it doing well?
I think they've done a couple of things really, really well. So one thing that they've changed up, because baseball's always going to be a more regional sport because there's 162 games. You lock in on your team, and it's kind of hard to always follow what's going on nationally. Even for me personally, I'm covering the Nats so closely. I'm dialed into what they're doing every night. If you ask me what's going on in LA with the Dodgers, I couldn't tell you right now, right? Like, I know a little bit what's going on, and I might watch highlights here and there, but I can't tell you day to day what's going on. So it's a regional sport in that sense. But part of the issue that they ran into is it was a regional sport. It had star power, but they didn't market the star power well at all. Like Mike Trout years ago. Mm-hmm. Mike Trout. You know what Mike Trout sounds like? No. No one does. But guess what? Now the stars, you know who they are. Maybe you don't necessarily know their voice, but you know exactly what happened that night with the stars. Aaron Judge hit two homers the other day. You knew. You knew.
Right.
Shohei Ohtani, whenever he does anything, Shohei Ohtani sneezes and it ends up on MLB's Twitter. But I don't blame them. They market him. You want to watch Shohei Ohtani. The ballparks fill up whenever Shohei comes to town. He's worth watching. He's, frankly, on probably the top of my list in terms of must-watch athletes, especially when he's on the hill. It feels like every time he comes through, he's so special. If you couldn't escape it, that Sunday Night Baseball was coming up. And who was on the hill? Tarek Skubal. And by the way, nails once again. And luckily, the Nats are going to miss him, so they don't have to face that nastiness. But it feels like they finally dove into the stars. It feels like they're finally marketing these guys. And so you have young guys that are coming up. And yes, you get the Judges. And yes, you get the Ohtanis. But Cal Raleigh's having an incredible season. And you're hearing all about it. Jacob Wilson's unique. And you're hearing about it, right? Those sorts of things, younger guys, guys that generally wouldn't be out there, are starting to get more recognition. And I think it's big for the sport. I don't want them to go the full route that basketball has become, where no one cares about the teams anymore. I cheer for, you know, how many times do you ask kids these days, who's your favorite team? Oh, I don't care. I cheer for LeBron.
Right.
I cheer for Kevin Durant. I cheer for Steph. They don't care about the teams. It's, I don't want it to get to that in Major League Baseball, but you should market your stars. And I think that's a big part of it, Danny. I think it is. And yes, some of it is going to be if the Dodgers are involved, if the Yankees are involved, or choose your big market team. Yeah, of course, that's still going to draw. But I think people, the Detroit Tigers, they haven't been good that long, right? They've been kind of struggling over the last couple of years. They're really, really good this season. Everybody was tuning in on Sunday Night Baseball because they wanted to watch Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
I think they've done a good job finally of marketing their stars, not just the ones though in LA and in New York, but all the big stars like James Woods getting that recognition on MLB's channel as well. So it's a credit to them for finally realizing that you've got to lean into these guys that aren't just in the major markets and let people know so that people have a reason to watch these special players.
I think that's a huge part of it. So in years past, I'm going to you pick an example. I think probably top of my head, I'd say 1% of our listening audience knows who Joe Ryan is.
Yeah.
Right? A really good pitcher for the Twins. Right? He's probably top 25 in every fantasy pitching ranking, having a really excellent season. Every year, there's going to be a Joe Ryan. People worry he'll just sort of toil away anonymously. So to your point, it's not every star or every good player is now front and center. Because there have been good pitchers that have come and gone. There have been good hitters. Guys have had really good years. And, you know, or maybe aren't as much right now. Guys have had big moments. Think of Avisail Garcia. Or think of, I don't know, a million guys. Randy Arozarena, right? Mm-hmm. Was a breakout star. And now he's just kind of rank and file playing somewhere. So there have been moments. So I think your stars point is right. But I'd always kind of say, to a degree, there's something else, I think, afoot here. Okay? So I'm saying yes to you, but also saying each year there have been guys that have kind of, I don't want to call them flash in the pan, but had really nice years and kind of gone back in anonymity.
Sure.
We're marketing the Paul Skeenses of the world. We're doing a good job with, Mizorowski and some of the other kids. We're seeing that now more than we ever have. So you're right about that. The biggest thing to me is the rule changes. Whether you liked them or not, whether you were a fan of them or not, whether you hated Bannon shifts, whether you hated, just raising four fingers for an intentional walk, whether you hated the DH, whether you hated the pitch clock, whether you hated limiting meetings on the mound, whether you hate PitchCom or not, so there's no more second sign is live, 2-1-4-3, 1-2-3-7-7, go, and now we're throwing a pitch. Looking runners back, pickoff attempts, the wheel play for bunts. You may miss all that, and you could go to a high school baseball game somewhere and still see a lot of that stuff.
Sure.
Go to the Catholic League here locally in the D.C. area. You go see some of those old school guys who came from the CYO running crazy wheel plays and back picks. Go check out Pudge Dorman and the Madison Warhawks. I bet you they're throwing behind a runner or two. Get a trick play, get a little first and third action going. But the baseball that we knew doesn't exist anymore. And it's more fan-friendly. The old fans, the me's of the world, and people older than me, my dad's age and beyond, understand that it's not the same game I watched in the 80s, where guys are hitting with closed stances and somebody was diving out over the plate, so they got a little chin music, a little symphony, a little bittersweet symphony, 94 under your Adam's apple. That's dead and gone. That doesn't exist anymore. The game has been taken over by information, but we're not inundated by that and bored by it. Where we are to a degree watching an NBA game sometimes, right? Where you know the long two stinks, so everybody's just jacking threes. Teams are built differently now. There are scrappy teams, defensive teams, pitching first teams, strikeout teams, home run teams, and everything in between. I think there's different ways to skin the cat. We're using economics very well in baseball. The influence of Moneyball, yeah, there's information, and yeah, it's still about, you know, square, round bat, round ball. But I think the rule changes have been instrumental, combined with that ability to market, whereas they couldn't get out of their own way fast enough for years. And now you've got Shohei Ohtani. I don't really know what Shohei sounds like either, for the record. But he's out there. Does that make sense? Like, it's not via interview. It's not via 60 Minutes. Not 60 Minutes. It's not via, you know, fireside chat with Roy Firestone. But the dude is out front, right? The marketing of the star is happening.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Personalities are happening. Even though I don't know what he sounds like, you still see him smile and the gif of him hitting the home run or getting hit by a pitch and going, oh, well, no big deal. The grins and the fun people are having. I think that's what's doing it more than anything else.
Definitely. I think a fun is a big part of it. And I hate to give Rob Manfred credit because I'm not a big Rob Manfred fan, but the pitch clock has been a raging success. Even if I'm still not the biggest fan of it, it's been a raging success because Ryan was talking about the Savannah Bananas yesterday. Like, they get so much action and so quick, right? Mm-hmm. They get the ball, they're throwing it. It wasn't that different from Major League Baseball, Danny. That's the crazy part. A couple years ago, before the pitch clock, massive difference. But now you get the ball back, you throw it. You get the ball back, you pitch. You get the ball back, you pitch. There isn't dead periods. You're locked in as fans. And I think in person at a stadium, I think it's different. Like, I didn't hate when there were long pauses in play when you're at the stadium. But watching on TV, it's a pain in the butt when the guy just steps off the rubber and takes a minute between pitches. It was annoying.
Yeah, the bruised or Gratterall situation.
For as much as I miss some of the stuff, like, I loved the old-time broadcasters, and you'd listen to a Brewers game with Mr. Baseball and Bob Uecker, and there's a minute between pitches, which was perfect, because that means it gave Bob 45 seconds to continue telling his story, on and on and on, right?
Mm-hmm.
As much as I miss some of that stuff, it helps so much more with just getting that pace of play going and banning the shift and all that stuff. I think you're spot on. The rule changes have made the game more appealing to so many more fans, because it also feels like with the rule changes, there's some more old school players coming back. Like, a Luis Arraez is a valuable player. Jacob Wilson's one of my favorite guys in the league. He's not your typical what you'd want nowadays, where it's like, hey, can you hit 45 bombs or not? No, I mean, he's going to hit 340. He's going to maybe run into 15 or 20 in a year, and he's just going to keep swinging, never putting everything in play. He's not the guy that you prototypically want in modern baseball, but it feels like you're getting more of an old school feel with the new school. And I think that's good, because baseball lives a lot on its tradition and legacy.
Jesse in Bristow wants to chime in on this. Why is baseball doing well?
Boys, I can't believe I'm saying this. One, I totally agree with the rules change. It's a lot easier to to watch with the pitch count and the limiting of throwing over to the runners. But and this is purely anecdotal, but it's banana ball. My daughter's watched a couple of banana ball games on TV, and now they're cool with just watching the Nats. And I can't explain it. I don't know.
It's why I wanted to get that call in. Thank you, Jesse. I think that's a thing. I 100% do. Now, I'm not saying that some kid on an Instagram account or via TikTok or whatever communication sees some guy do a backflip and now wants to watch, you know, Bradley Adams take a couple ABs.
Sure.
But making baseball fun and accessible, check. That's what's happening. That's what that does more than anything else. Talking about Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, and it's just little things. I mean, so much of, you know, I'm younger, not as young as so many people that are on social media that are getting into the game, but you see so many more edits and stuff of fans putting together, hey, look at what this guy's doing and cool little things. Yeah, I absolutely think those sorts of things, making the game look fun. I also think, too, they've gotten out of their way with some of the stuffy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just get out of, you know, Ellie De La Cruz hits a last night, for example. They ended up losing the game, which is ironic, but Adolis Garcia hit a home run. Did you see his reaction? I think he tied it in the ninth. He throws his bat away and then flexes like 15 times at the plate. That's fine. He's not showing up the other team. He's fired up. He just tied the game. Like those sorts of things now being allowed and not immediately like, hey, next time you're up, you're wearing 98 in the ribs.
Yeah,
like,
take okay, the ribs.
Let's chill a little bit on some of that stuff. So you have to measure it, but I think allowing the game to be more fun, picking up the pace of play, all that stuff, I think is huge.
So second thing I wanted to do, and we'll do this real quick before we get out of here. Year ago today, our special little prince debuted for the Washington Nationals. What were you doing a year ago on the first day of July when James Wood got called up to the show in a 9-7 loss to the New York Mets? But James Wood made his debut a year ago today.
So special. I remember being over at the ballpark, having that excitement, and seeing what he's done since that moment where he's grown. I think my favorite thing that I've seen him do so far is I was in the press box when he hit that home run to deep center field, the first of the 451-foot home runs he's hit this season, where he hit the garage door on the fly in center field. I don't even think that that should be possible, but he hit the garage door. Just seeing his raw power, and like we talked about with Jags earlier, he's so nonchalant, and he's the same every single day. You couldn't tell if he just struck out or if he just hit one into the third deck. He's the same guy every single time around. It's really, really cool to watch him. And yeah, I mean, just to see the growth from last year to this year, Danny, and to see how good he already is, and to think that there's still spots where he can improve. He's awesome already. He's already a superstar, and he still can grow. It's so cool to have him in, as a part of our team out here.
The two-bomb game against Miami in September last year. That's the first thing that I think of when I think of him at this point, where you're kind of going, I've heard a hype is what we do, right? Not just you and me, but everybody, right?
Yeah.
The new prospect, the new exciting thing, the new player. We're always looking for the next big thing. And sometimes we forget about the great thing we already have. But in this case, this was the next big thing, right? Where, you know, there've been ups, there've been downs, there've been a lot of good where you go, hey, this guy belongs. He looks like the real deal. It was hitting 275, 280 something, you know, kind of staying in there, OPS right around 800. And then in September, as he still kind of, you know, ended up in that same range, that two homer game at home in a 4-3 win against Miami, where you just kind of went, oh yeah, that's right. This is different respectfully than Jose Tena or Jacob Young or Nassim Nunez or some of these other dudes.
Even Dylan Cruz.
It was a reminder, and I don't even remember the specifics of it, but, you know, I think it was one was to deep center, and I think he sort of flicked the other to left field, if memory serves, where it's just kind of like, that's not going to go out, is it? That looks like a pop-up that the shortstop might catch from the center field view. And he hit that bomb to center, and then kind of one of those, home run to left field. We just went, oh my God, this is just different. This is that special, stupid thing where you're like, oh, that's right. He's a freak of nature. And he can do the things that no one else on this planet can do. That's who James Wood is. And it's continued from there. One of the best players in the sport here in town.
So special. He's improved defensively too, by the way, Danny. I thought early on he struggled and I wasn't very impressed with his defense. He's gotten to a point now where he's good defensively too. He's just so much fun to watch. If nothing else, I know a lot of Nats fans are discouraged right now. Tune in and watch James Woods at bats. They're totally worth it. And enjoy the time. Don't immediately think, oh, well, he's going to play for the Dodgers soon. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Just enjoy James Wood while he's here, hopefully for a long, long time. But enjoy watching him just hit absolute tanks for your ball club.
Yes, happy anniversary to James Wood. Appreciate everybody checking out the show today. Thank you to Darius. Thanks to Tobes. GP, if you're out there for a better tomorrow. Programming note, after us busting loose baseball, the preeminent Nationals podcast that I'm aware of will take you home on your commute. That'll come your way in a few minutes. No Nats tonight. They've been rained out. Part of a split doubleheader tomorrow. First pitch 1:05. We'll be on air after that. And then the Nats play again at 6:45, weather permitting. That'll do it for us from here. Danny, for Toby, for Darius, for Ryan, for everybody behind the scenes. Thanks for listening and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.